And we are recording.
Good morning. I'm Susan Drummond, Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today is Thursday, May 13, 2021, 9 a.m. We originally had two items on the agenda. However, the second item has been pulled from the agenda. This is the State Agency Lands Wildcat Lake Boat Ramp Repair. It's a shoreline substantial development permit. I understand it'll be coming back, but we're not hearing it today. However, we are hearing the door conditional use permit request for an accessory dwelling unit. The order of procedure on that will be as follows. We'll hear first from the planning department. The planning department will provide a summary of the proposal, which addresses both the conditional use permit criteria as well as the criteria which are specific to the ADU. Then the applicant will have an opportunity to present, and we'll open this up for public comment. If there is anyone who has called in who would like to testify on the proposal, they may do so. And then the applicant will have an opportunity to address any concerns or questions which arise. And then my decision on this comes out within 10 business days of record closure, although on these probably a little bit earlier. And because this is a remote hearing under the emergency rule that I issued last year at this point, I typically will keep the record open for a week under that rule, just in case there's anyone who wanted to comment and was unable to do so for technical reasons. So I think with that, who from the planning department is presenting?
That's me.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Mr. Poff. If you could state your name for the record.
Colin Poff.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. So I have reviewed the staff report and attached exhibits on this. One through 23, I haven't seen the staff for, presentation yet, but that is 24, and those are all admitted.
Okay. Great. Okay, Amanda's just sharing the presentation here. All right, if it's all right, I'll get started. So, good morning again. My name is Colin Poff, and I'm a planner with the Kitsap County Department of Community Development, and I was lead reviewer on this project. And this will just be a brief presentation going over some of the things that you see in the staff report, findings, and exhibits. This is a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit. The proposal is to convert an existing structure that is 1,090 square feet, existing detached structure, into an approximately 870 square foot ADU. ADU is located on a parcel that's just under half an acre. It's a shoreline lot. The land is developed with a single family home and garage already. They'll need a separate building permit for the conversion and establishment of that ADU as well for the interior remodel. The address is 5989 Watauga Beach Drive, East Port Orchard. This is located in a rural area, so type 3 review is required with the approval of the hearing examiner. So like I said, we'll be going over some of the exhibits 1 through 24, which are now in the records. So this slide shows the applicant as Eric and Samantha Dewar. Agent on the project is Axiom Design Build, and they're both here today. We did a notice of application for this in December 30th, 2020. Didn't receive any response. SEPA DNS was issued April 7th, 2021, and we didn't receive any comments or appeals from that. Should be noted that originally when this was submitted, there was a shoreline substantial development permit as well, as is required for new ADUs. However, as an interior remodel, it doesn't meet the Shoreline Management Act definition of development. And we talked to the Department of Ecology about that as well. So that was canceled, and we proceeded just with this conditional use permit, as you see here today. So the next slide shows the location, which is to the northeast of Port Orchard and just just a little bit north of Manchester, located on the water along Rich Passage. The next slide is zoning. Again, this is a rural area. So the green is the rural residential zoning district, as are the surrounding properties as well. Title 17 states that accessory dwelling units in this zoning district are allowed through a conditional use permit process. The next slide shows the surrounding properties. As you can see east of the water there, most properties are kind of similar in size and developed with single family homes in a similar way. The next slide is a little more zoomed in. So again, this is on 5989 Watauga Beach Drive East. And according to the assessor, that I think it's 0.45 acres in size, just under half an acre in size. Property, as you can see, is developed. It slopes gently towards the water to the east, and there is a bulkhead there on the water as well. Next slide is our critical areas map. So like I mentioned, the property is within the shoreline designation. So that would be the shoreline residential environment. So there's a required 85-foot standard buffer from the ordinary high water mark or from the bulkhead, which a portion of the existing structure is within. So under our shoreline master program, lawfully constructed structures may continue to be repaired and maintained in accordance with the act and the program. There are no enlargements or expansions that are proposed here. The pink area is a erosion hazard area, but again, no enlargements or expansions. So there was no geotechnical assessment to review or other environmental studies associated with this, just the SEPA checklist. The next slide is the site plan that we used on our notice of application here. And this shows the proposed remodel footprint there in orange. It's south of the existing home. And you can see on this as well, the property boundaries, the ordinary high water mark in dark blue, that standard 85-foot shoreline buffer in light blue. And as I mentioned, this building is existing. It has a legal non-conforming status. It's also non-conforming to the side or the south setback. According to their application materials, they did a boundary line adjustment in 2004. It was recorded in 2004. It remedied an encroachment over the southern property line. It still doesn't meet the standard 5-foot south setback, but again, it's a legal non-conforming structure. It was built in 1993. And so during review of this permit, we uncovered some archives, historical permitting documents for the structure as well. And that's included in Exhibit 10. The next slide is another site plan with their permit set. You can see on here the proposed structure and other site features, the proposed structure being in that clouded area. With review of the site plan, you can see there are no other ADUs, mobile homes, RVs, accessory living quarters, or guest houses present or proposed, as will be conditioned by this permit. There is garage parking, but also, as you can see, available parking there between the ADU and the home. They use the same side street entrance as well. The owner will reside in the primary residence, which is about 19 feet away from the ADU, meeting the distance requirement. And with review of the site plan, the ADU meets all the criteria of for special uses, which is in 17.410.060. Should be noted that the site plan also shows the structure partially encroaches within the right-of-way to the west. It's located within their established fence. And you'll see in that in the pictures later, but there's a small encroachment. Included in the record is Exhibit 11, which is a recently issued license from Public Works for the encroachment in the right-of-way. This was authorized in fall of 2020, which allows that continued use of the non-conforming structure as long as expansions are not proposed. And of course, there's other language there in the license as well. So that is the site plan. And moving on, I have the floor plans that were reviewed for the SFR showing that there's no existing accessory living quarters already on site. The habitable area of this SFR is about 2,000 square feet. So 50% of that is 1,000 square feet. So the ADU is limited to the smaller value. The maximum space for the ADU will be 900 square feet. And the next slide is the floor plan of the ADU. It's a two-story structure, the first story being non-habitable space. The second story has exterior dimensions that amount to 1,090 square feet. The clouded area there is unconditioned attic space. So as separated from the other space, that would subtract 220 square feet from habitable area, making the ADU 870 square feet total, meeting the size requirement. Moving on to just some photos here. This is the single family home. If you look at the picture in the bottom left, you can see that it's the ADU there in the background, located close to the home. And if you go down one more slide, as you can see, the ADU is in a very similar style, clearly meeting the aesthetic intent of the ADU requirements, similar materials, trim, color, and again, meeting that criteria for similarities and style there. So lastly, with this brief presentation, this shows that the ADU criteria was reviewed against Title 17 and the rural residential zoning as a existing non-conforming use and compared against our criteria for a conditional use permit. And we found it to be consistent with the comprehensive plan, compliant with our codes and regulations. It was compatible with the surrounding area and had no detrimental characteristics. So we'd like to recommend approval of the project. And there are 23 conditions attached, as you can see in the staff report. And that includes this presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Pop. I do not have any questions for you. It looks fairly straightforward to me. Is the applicant online?
Hello. Yes, we're here.
Hi, good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Eric Durr.
Sam Durr.
I'll go ahead and, Mr. Durr, I'll swear you're in first. You swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
All right. And Ms. Durr, I'll go ahead and just for efficiency swear you in as well. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. Was there anything that either one of you wanted to add to the staff presentation?
I don't think so. It's very straightforward, and we really appreciate the partnership through the process.
Okay. And did you have any questions or concerns with the proposed conditions that are at the end of the staff report?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, I do not have any questions for you. So at this point, we'll open this up for public comment. Is there anyone who has called in or signed in online who would like to comment on this proposal?
I'm not seeing any hands raised or indications that anyone wishes to speak.
Yeah, I don't think I see anyone either. Okay. All right. Let the record reflect that no one has indicated or no one from the public has indicated a wish to comment on this proposal. Ms. Prof, do you have anything further?
No, I think that covers it.
Okay. All right. Well, as I indicated earlier, I do have to keep the record open for a week just under the emergency rule. So it'll be open through May 20th. And then a decision from me will be out within 10 business days, although I suspect it will be next Monday. This looks pretty straightforward to me, and I do not see any code consistency issues, although I'll wait to make a final decision until the record closes. Are there any procedural questions from either the applicant or from the department?
No, thank you.
Okay, all right. Ms. Walston, is there anything else that I need to address this morning?
I don't believe so. I think everything's covered.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you all for your participation. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.